Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, my people? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for being here with us.
Yes.
It feels so good to be back with a brand new, fresh show.
Yes.
We took a little break, a little time
just
off.
Just like 1 week, Robin, really.
I know, but it felt long.
Felt like a long time.
It felt long.
Yeah. It did. And a lot has happened.
And weird. Yeah.
Yes. It felt long, weird. I'm just happy to be back in Robin's house. And guess what? The Christmas decorations are gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So y'all, for real, I took them down yesterday. Like, okay, I took down like some the little like things around the house, maybe like the previous week, but my tree was still up as of last night. So I took it down last night.
Yeah.
And the tree is actually laying on my floor.
Is
in my
it?
Kitchen. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, you're hiding it from me.
Well,
I can't see the kitchen from where I'm sitting.
Yeah. So it's there because I'm debating on whether to just trash it.
Trash it.
Or keep it.
Because I say trash because it was giving you problems,
the lights,
right?
Yeah, yeah. All the lights were out. I actually got a ton of recommendations on like, you know, how to try to fix the lights and all that type, or recommendations for like really nice fake trees and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So apparently, I don't know. They said there might have been a fuse that was bad in the plug since like all the lights were out.
Okay, right.
And yeah, I can't figure out how to fix that, so I think it's going in the trash.
Yes, trash can.
Yeah.
Try again next year.
Yeah. And then I want a taller one anyway.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you do. Like, Robin takes this Christmas tree decorating holiday season. Does she take this real serious?
Not really.
But I'm just happy because that was going to be your shady moment. I was going to talk about you very badly.
Oh, okay. Well,
if I saw a piece of a wreath or a tree or a light or anything glistening, I was going
to. I was sad to see it go, though. All the lights in the house was like, they were so pretty.
Okay. But speaking of lights, this is my reasonably shady moment of the week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, because Giselle's house is never finished, I decided to have all of my lights, like in my main area, like kitchen, living room, dining room, redone, like, and put in the LED lights.
So when you say lights, you mean like your recess lights?
Recess lights.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't, when I did all the renovation, I saved that for last. Mm-hmm. And then I got tired of people in my house and I got tired of dust.
Yeah.
So I put it off for a long time, but I'm here back and it's time.
So you had the old lights.
Yes.
That the original, that was like originally in the house.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. They had to go. And the wiring for it, like now that I'm looking at it, is totally old and insane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I talked to the contractor and we decided, okay, they're going to start on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so in total, it's 20 lights.
Okay.
Okay. So this is like a nice little purchase, hefty purchase from whatever
Home
store,
Depot,
Lowe's, whatever.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to start on Monday. Okay, great. So they come and they're like, yeah, okay, we got to go get the lights.
Why are you
in my house? Why are you here? We have decided this was going to happen 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So in that time frame, why didn't you buy the goddamn lights?
Right.
So they come and it's a couple guys. So one guy goes to Home Depot. Uh-huh. The other guys start like tearing the other lights down, whatever. They call me. They're like, okay, there was nothing at Home Depot.
Oh my God.
Really? I'm shocked there weren't 20 lights there. Of course there's nothing there. So then he goes to another store. He's like, okay, I found them, but it's not what we agreed to. And they're a little bit more expensive. Of course they are.
Right.
So I'm just pissed. I'm mad at y'all. Y'all didn't handle this properly. And y'all are shady.
Oh my gosh.
But it's almost done. It's going to be done today. And I'm happy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Okay. All right, good.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's frustrating. Like.
the only good news is they said it was going to be from Monday to Friday. Like, that's the amount of time that they needed. And they're ending a day early. They're ending actually today.
Good.
So I'm happy. Y'all get out my house.
Okay.
Here's your money. Goodbye.
And your house is nice and bright.
It is so bright and beautiful.
Yeah.
And let's talk about LED lights.
Okay.
Because there's like daylight.
Oh, yeah. The different temperatures.
Yes. There's
warm,
soft white, whatever. Anything outside of daylight is yellow.
Yeah.
And so I got the daylight because I want them to be white.
Right.
Not yellow.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the yellow.
But sometimes the white is like too white.
I like the too white.
Do you know what
light.
I mean? What do I have in here? Mine look pretty day, right?
Yes, these are day.
Yeah. But like this, my whatever this is.
Chandelier
is yellow. It's pretty yellow.
But that in combination would be pretty.
Right. Or if I want to change the mood up. So like you know what I mean? Like if I just want to have like a more relaxed kind of mood, then the warm light is good for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think that's what the warm light is good for that. But not for like your floodlights, like that's like all in like your kitchen and your living room. Like you can barely see.
It's gotta be white.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So they're shady, but I'm happy it's almost over.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
What you got?
So Lord have mercy. Okay. This has been a busy busy week for me. I mean, okay, so I still have not really wrapped my head around the fact that like I'm a public figure.
What? Robin, stop.
I really haven't.
You are.
It's very weird to me. So like, why does anybody care what I'm doing or saying? But apparently a lot of people care.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So anyway, because I guess I'm like, okay, I just show up on this little show and
it's actually
not
a little show. I'm on it too. It's a big one.
No, it's a little show. You know, I just show up.
It's a
I
big,
just
fat,
film,
juicy
you know,
show.
I just film scenes with people and, you know, go
cut
home
them out.
And mind my business.
Yes.
Right? So anyway,
By the way, can I just stop you for 1 second? By the way, when you get to cuss on television,
it's
meaningful. Like if Robin starts cussing, she means that shit because she doesn't normally do it. She's very like, you know,
laid back,
yes, nothing ruffles her feathers. But when she says, "What the f- do you want?" You're like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
Okay, Robin's angry.
Yes, like you know, it's so funny when I think about when I see that scene. When Ashley and I,
yes,
it was season three
in the back of my house,
yes,
yeah,
in your backyard, and I am like, what did I say?
What do you want from
you're
me?
Like, what did I do to you? Like that was real. But I was also on my period really bad. Like I had the worst cramps, but that was real. Oh my God. Okay, so speaking of period, We filmed the reunion, and this is not my shady moment, but this is like tying into my shady moment.
Okay.
We filmed the reunion.
Ba-bam.
last week.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. And my cycle was scheduled to start. We filmed the reunion on January 19th.
Okay.
My cycle was scheduled to start because it's on time, on schedule all the time. Was scheduled to start January 21st.
Okay. Nice.
Do you know when that bitch came?
Yeah. I lived it. Yes.
Yes. The bitch came on like January 17th.
Yes.
And I was just like, there's no freaking way. Like, this could not be possible.
Now, mind you, Robin and I shared shared a dressing room.
Yeah.
Robin walks into the dressing room. She's like, I'm on my period. I was like, and hello to you too. What in the world? I was like, oh, it's going to be a good day today.
Right. It's either going to be a good day or a really bad day. But actually, I managed it. So anyway, that was not the shady moment that could have been. Uh-huh. But the shady moment is like, I don't understand why we can't control our own personal exciting news mm-hmm. that's going on in our life. And so
such as
at the reunion, we talked about, you know, the fact that I got married in the season finale. Yeah. Without Giselle. Right. So we talked about the fact that I got married, and somebody from who was witnessing the reunion, I don't think it was a cast member. I think it might have been a glam person because they had monitors in the dressing rooms.
Right.
Somebody went and ran their mouth and told my business
of
and
course.
Told Dave Quinn, the People reporter, that, you know, yeah. Robin got married and it's going to be seen in the finale and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, why would you? I understand we're on a TV show. Mm-hmm. I understand, you know, you get excited over the drama, but like, that's still kind of like my personal business.
Let's go back to you're a public person. So they felt like they could share because all of your business is shared.
Right.
By no means am I defending this person.
No, I know. Yeah. But it's just really disappointing where I was like, okay, I just wanted it to be left. You know, you see it on the finale as right. it was supposed to be seen and you find out, you know, then. And then we could talk about it. But it's just like, why?
Right.
Why do people feel the need to
mind y'all's business.
Spoil other people's personal business.
Yes, because they have no business of their own.
Right.
Yes. But speaking of marriages.
Yeah.
Were you done with your shady moment?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Speaking of marriages, the guy who we don't talk about.
Yeah.
He got married, y'all. His name is Kanye West. Okay. Got married to a blonde Kim Kardashian.
She looks just like Kim. It is she is a clone. She looks just like her.
Yes.
And then when I saw images of North hanging out with, they were like walking yes. with Kanye.
Wait. What was North's face? North was like over it and didn't want to be there. She was like giving very much angry vibes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then she was like making angry faces to the paparazzi. But like, North is funny.
I'm here for North.
You know, whenever I come across these little videos that they do, the kids, they are so cute.
They are the best. That little Chicago and North, yes. their interaction when they're making smoothies
yes.
out of sprinkles. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but it is so cute.
It is really cute.
Yes.
I appreciate that. But yeah, the woman looks just like Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
And I know North is probably like,
Dad,
what is this?
What is this? And why are you doing this?
And why
do we have to talk to this woman? I don't want to talk to this woman. But you know what? Kanye came out, you know, the paparazzi were out. They were talking to him. Did you see this?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he was like, do I get a dime from these pictures? I thought that was
a great question.
Super great question.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Right. How is that fair that the paparazzi can invade your privacy
and
take
monetize.
Pictures? Yeah. And monetize off of your personal likeness. And you just got to
just keep deal it moving. With it. Just keep it moving. Run me my check.
I guess people are like, that's the price of
fame.
So he makes money off of his music and his performances and
right.
whatever else. And so, you know, because the media or the paparazzi are featuring him or promoting him or pushing, you know, showing him, that's like in turn helping feed his
right.
livelihood.
It's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
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 I did appreciate because the guy immediately apologized when Kanye was like expressing how he didn't like it. And then Kanye started walking towards the guy and the guy was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Leave me alone. Oh my God. I'm going. I'm leaving. Like he ain't want no smoke.
Right.
That was funny to me.
Please don't slam my camera, please. But wait, can we get back to the fact that he got married?
Okay. Yes.
Like what?
But people say that it's not really what do you call it?
Legal?
Yeah. Oh. Like maybe he just had a ceremony. I don't know. Okay. Listen, Kanye is smiling and that is all we care about. Like we just want this man to smile. And that, he is smiling.
That poor woman. Oh my God, that's her problem now.
Yes. And Kim is probably like, and goodbye.
Oh my God.
And good night.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
But we failed to talk about, and I know you hate talking about her, Robin, yeah. So just like brace yourself right now. But Baylantis?
Oh, who's, okay. I did not say I hate talking about Beyonce. Okay, I love Beyonce.
We all love Beyonce. But Beyonce, what do you call it? She did a performance for the Atlantis, which is in Dubai.
Yes.
Which was already open, which they, you know, it was already open.
Oh, really? For how long?
Well, no, it was, the Atlantis has always been there.
Oh.
And so I think they remodeled it, redid it.
Oh, it's like a reopening.
Yes, okay. Made it beautiful. And who to launch all of this but the beautiful Beyonce?
Right.
She did her thing. She took Blue Ivy up on the stage. I was very confused as to why they paid her $24 million. Why didn't they just make it 25?
So, well, first of all, do we know if that figure is accurate? Like, do you think, right. Like, how do we know that?
We don't.
Okay. So it could have been, because I heard someone else say it was like 30-something million.
Whatever it was, yes. She deserved it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Because of all the exposure and it's Beyonce and yes. Then the production. I mean, just from like the little clips that we were able to see, because right. They had like a no phone, no recording policy.
Right.
What we were able to see, it was stunning. It was gorgeous.
Yes.
She used... a dance troupe that's
from there, right?
Well, they were from, crap, were they Persian? I don't know. Like, I can't remember where they were from, but they did they win America's Got Talent? It's like this big dance troupe that was okay. Like stunning. Like visually, it was just so stunning.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So they were already, so those weren't her dancers.
Right.
They were like an actual dance troupe that she came in to dance for. I was kind of curious because her outfits were very covered. And I was wondering if that was because of Dubai.
Probably.
Rules and stuff.
And she invited me. I just couldn't go.
You? So, oh, really?
Yeah, she sent me an invitation. Oh, I'm on her like.
Oh, you have top VIP. 10.
I have VV in the VIP. Yeah,
really?
Yes. And I just couldn't make it to Dubai because I had to do the reunion.
But she didn't send you like a private jet.
She offered. She offered to send me a private jet, right? Because she said I could hang out with Blue afterwards. After like Blue got off stage.
Oh, really?
She was
to babysit.
No, me and Blue. Like Blue is like cool as a fan.
That's your homegirl. Okay.
Yes, me and Blue were going shopping. Yes, anyway.
Okay, wait. Before we move on for that though, yeah. So even though you said it was worth it, I actually. Have to ask myself, was it worth it? Because I think about the time.
What do you mean worth it? The money that they paid her?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think about the time that I, so after Beyonce had her first, after Beyonce gave birth to Blue,
right.
Her first performance was to help open a hotel casino in Atlantic City. I can't remember the name of it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oasis or
in
something?
Atlantic City. It was in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
It's a brand new, beautiful hotel.
Okay. How much did they pay her?
I don't know what they paid her, but I can tell you that a few years later, the hotel shut down.
Oh.
So I'm just saying.
This hotel is going nowhere in Dubai.
I'm just saying.
I mean, because they.
I'm not saying Beyonce was the reason why that hotel shut down.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying having Beyonce open your hotel.
Yes.
Is not a guarantee for success.
Oh, my. Okay? Robin. Beyonce fans, this is Robin throwing the shade.
No, it's not.
Giselle. I just want everybody to understand because I hang out with Blue.
I'm just keeping it real.
It was who? Revel. Oh, yes. 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 I remember that.
Yes. And that hotel was the bomb. It was like beautiful. It was just like the restaurants were great. I think the reason why it shut down or why it struggled was because they had a no smoking policy.
Oh, yeah.
And in Atlantic City, it was just like, that was just the death of them. So
yeah. Or maybe it's because they paid Beyonce too much in the upfront.
Yeah. So good luck, Atlantis, Dubai. I mean, I'm just saying.
Beyonce, alone.
That performance was everything. I remember. Oh, yes. That was such a
And I'm happy
good time.
We do have to talk about the fact that, you know, people were all in uproar because Dubai does not acknowledge
LGBTQ.
There we go. They don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how could Beyonce perform? Right. They don't. Stop. Everybody right. Stop. Like,
what did Cal say?
Cal said, Beyonce needs to go get her coins.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Cal, who is very gay,
right.
Said, Beyonce, go get your coins.
Yes.
And it's like, who knows what's happening state by state, country by country? Like, look here. They treated her very nicely. They treated her family very nicely. She went and gave a wholesome performance that was spectacular.
Right.
Beyonce. Get your money, honey.
Right. And Beyonce probably supports causes.
She does.
For the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
You know, so.
The whole Renaissance album right. Was very LGBT friendly.
Right.
All that. All right. Let me tell you what I'm mad at. Can I tell you why I'm mad?
Yeah, tell me.
I don't even know where this town is, but they decided to put up, because we just went through Martin Luther King, okay? Mm-hmm. We just celebrated his birthday, all that. In Boston, these people decided to do a little statue in tribute.
Oh.
Celebratory.
Yes.
of Martin Luther King.
Yes.
We don't know what the hell it is.
Right.
Okay. All it we is, see is some, it's a blob. Is it a hand?
It is supposed to be Martin and Coretta. It's like a famous picture of Martin and Coretta embracing.
Okay.
But it's just like the arms of it. But like you can make out his arms and his hands.
Right.
But it looks, it is reminiscent of a big penis, like a big, very thick penis. You know what I mean?
I don't want that penis.
Yeah. Like.
Named the Embrace, the Boston statue is intended to represent the intertwined arms of the late Reverend and his wife. A cousin to the late Coretta Scott King told CNN the statue, quote, looks like a penis, excuse me, and is insulting to the Black community.
It's so bad.
It's like, I hate to have to say that. It's
right.
Just, and I saw a side-by-side of the photo and the statue, and I'm like, I still can't see it. I can't see it.
And it's somebody who's like making a joke. I feel like it's a joke. Like, this has got to be a joke. Like, this can't be what y'all decided to like honor Martin Luther King.
Right.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, why not just make the whole statue of them embracing and make it look like, but it's like just the arms and like the shoulders, maybe some of the torso. Yeah. There's no like head, there's no waist. It's just weird looking.
It's very weird. And you know, everybody's like, oh, it's a famous picture of them embracing. I don't recall such picture. It's not that famous because I don't know what you're talking about.
So did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm still like, this is not a famous picture. Yeah, they embrace all the time.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Maybe that was like after a certain, you know, speech or incident or something.
I was convinced this was a white person who did this. I was convinced until the Black guy who did this came forward. And I just was like,
oh my God,
who raised you? Who raised you, sir? Because clearly.
But can you imagine, like, if you worked, I'm sure he worked a very long time on that.
And no, then, like, he didn't. Not to come up with two penises and a hand. That's what it is. Two penises and a hand. It's horrible. Oh, my. Okay, but speaking of performing, I don't want to, like, forget to talk about this. That Nelly was in concert, and he was high as a kite, okay? And I'm not mad at Nelly. Nelly said, I took the wrong edible.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Is that what he, like, what it, okay. I'm sorry. He was high on more than cannabis.
Yeah.
Okay. That was not a weed high, y'all. That was the high that I see sometimes when I drive down to my grandmother's old house, y'all. Like,
in hoods. Yeah. Listen, Nelly, you have to pick and choose when you decide. If you're gonna have a performance, you're gonna be on stage. Sir, you cannot take all the drugs. You gotta pace yourself.
Oh my gosh. It was like creepy looking. Y'all have to Google it. If y'all haven't seen the video, you got to Google it. But it was definitely creepy looking.
Right.
Like, his eyes kept rolling. He kept having this like weird grin. And
let me tell you, it reminded me, this is years ago, Cal and I went down to Pier 6. Yeah. Is that where, in Baltimore?
Uh-huh.
And we saw Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica had allegedly one too many pills. Okay. I promise you, she was doing, like, not cartwheels, but like, you know how you roll on the ground? Like, you know how kids like roll on the ground, like roly poly?
Uh-huh.
She was starting to do that across the stage. And then she was like, okay, y'all. Erica, by the way, I love you. So I'm about to trash you, but I love you. She's like, okay, guys, bring out the balls. She had, you know, those yoga balls, those big, huge balls that you use in yoga or Pilates class. She started bringing those out and she started bouncing them on the stage and then diving on them.
What?
I looked at Cal. Cal looked at me. We both said to each other, let's go. I couldn't get a song out of her to save my life. What? I was trying to listen to Tyrone.
Okay. What?
It was insane.
Okay. So was there any music accompanying?
Yes.
Her
music was kind of called Tyrone. And then she would dive over the balls.
Oh.
Like, it was beyond horrible. And it was, you know how you look at something, you're like, this is not supposed to be what I'm supposed to be watching
happening
right now.
Okay, were the other people in the audience just as confused?
Yes. It was a full-blown 2,500 people looking at each other like, what the hell?
So I said, you're not going to waste my time with this. I left.
So you left, really?
Oh, I left. And I was in the front row.
At what point of the concert was this? Like the beginning, the middle?
It was in the beginning. End? She started off. And so towards the middle, I'm thinking she's going to calm down, right?
Yeah.
Once the bouncy balls came out, I said, I'm done. I can't do this. Like, really?
You just couldn't.
I said, Cal, let's go.
See, I would have stayed because I would have been like, okay, what else? Like, what other mess is going
to
happen?
I wanted to hear, sir. I want to hear Bag Lady. I wanted to hear the song.
She eventually sang it.
When? When? Itty way. We are moving on.
Look,
okay.
If you get me out the house, I'm right. staying. For whatever it was I came for, I'm staying.
Okay, so
I'm not leaving early.
Can we have an inspirational moment? Before we get into some shade, y'all know I love a good inspirational moment. So,
do you? Since when? What the hell? What are you talking about?
Okay, because I feel like she's on a roll here lately. Mm-hmm. We love our girl, Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And she gave a little speech.
Okay,
so we're going to listen to some of the speech. Hold on.
And to all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
Mm. Mm. Yes, honey. Yeah.
I posted that in my stories because when I saw it, I was like, yes.
I freaking love that.
About it.
Yes. And I think that's the story of our lives, Robin.
It sure is.
Like, because if we didn't love ourselves with all the shit that we got coming our way, we couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
Thank God I love myself.
Right. If you didn't love yourself or know who you are or be grounded in who you are and content with who you are.
And no one has to tell me I'm cool. I know.
Right.
I'm amazing.
Right.
And I love my little amazing self.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Cheryl Lee Ralph, you are out here killing the game and you're doing the damn thing. And we absolutely love you. Oh, she would be a good guest. If any of your people.
you think she's coming?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna see if Carly can get that done because she surely can't get done, you know, Mr. Eminem.
Eminem.
Yes.
I don't care about him.
So, Carly says she doesn't care about Eminem, so she decided who our guests are going to be.
Yes. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, because it's been 2 years now. Carly can't get him. She can't even get his people on the phone.
Right.
Like, what in the world?
That's what happened.
Cheryl Lee Ralph, Carly, let's work on that. Okay, because she could give people some words of inspiration. That episode would be very reasonable. There'd be no shade.
Right.
Yes.
Unless she gives it. And she might give
she might give the shade.
Yeah.
Really, really quickly before we move on, I do want to talk about Larsa Pippen.
Okay.
I feel in my head Larsa is my new best friend.
Really?
I know that's very strange.
Okay.
Because, you know, Larsa has a sketchy past.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I got a little situation going on in my life,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes me feel better about my situation.
What kind of situation? What are we talking about?
Anyway.
Because we were just talking about Larsa and her situation and you thought it was absurd. But what kind of situation you got going on?
So that's actually why we're talking about it.
Okay.
Because when she first started dating Marcus, is his name? His name Marcus?
Uh-huh. Jordan's son.
Michael Jordan. I was going to leave that out.
Her ex-husband's former teammate. Yes.
When she first started dating or being seen with Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
We were all like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And we even sat on this show and said it was ridiculous.
Well, it was because it was her ex-husband's former teammate's son.
Yes. And
that's
we decided in our mind that Larsa changed his diaper at some point.
Yes. True.
Yes. In the green room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And true. Now they are dating.
Right.
Okay. And she hasn't like backed away from it. Like she's like, this my boo, y'all. So the other day they became Instagram official.
Okay.
Larsa, by the way, you are killing it on Miami. So I'm just gonna say that too. So they're Instagram official and they took the picture next to
a picture of Michael Jordan.
No, Jordan's jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I think that was kind of like, screw you, Pippen. I'm with the Jordan team. Did y'all get that or no? I'm making that up.
Or was it, this is Michael Jordan's son and I don't care.
Yeah. It was that,
you know,
too.
What I mean?
It was that too.
We know. Like, kind of like, yeah, we know.
Right.
Like, yeah, we know we might.
Yeah,
we're
not hiding. We're not hiding.
Yeah.
But the point of my story is there's an age difference between the two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's significant.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is because, you know, again, I'm not a mathematician.
Okay.
Larsa Pippen, 48 years of age.
Marcus Jordan, 32 years of age.
So I appreciate that.
Why?
At this point in time in my life, I'm appreciating that.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I met some people, and some people in my life, and I'm just like, yes.
Oh.
The end. Okay,
really?
We can move on to something else now. Okay.
Brought it up, though.
I did, and I just wanted to
say. This is the crazy part. You brought it up.
I brought it up because I feel like Larsa and I could hang out and have fun, and our friends. Because they're probably the same age.
With your... See, I'm about to be shady. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So
with your guys that you might have changed their diapers.
I know. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I didn't know how to
you
do
could
that.
Have.
I didn't know him when he was a baby.
Okay.
And he was nowhere near my world.
Okay. But technically, you could have.
Okay. So now Robin's being very shady. Okay.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so on the blogs, in the streets, I have been out and about and seen with this guy. Mm-hmm. His name's Jason. We love Jason. And he's a little younger than me.
Little? How much?
Again, I'm not a mathematician, but... you know, just 10, a couple years.
15.
10 plus.
16.
10 plus.
20?
So, no.
28?
Stop it. So 10 18. Plus. So now I am all here for Larsa and Marcus. The end. Oh. I have changed my tune. And Larsa, when I was throwing you shade a couple months ago, I'm sorry, girl. I ain't mean it.
Take it back.
I'm
you live and you learn. You lived and you learned.
I'm taking it back. I'm sorry, girl. I should have known. Just keep my mouth shut.
So are you a cougar?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy to be a cougar.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I need some. I need
let me hear. Yeah, there you go.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Is that
it? Yeah. It needs to be a little more. No.
Oh, okay. What?
Oh,
like Esther. Etta James. Is that right? No, wait a minute.
Etta James.
Esther Roll.
Wait a minute.
Eartha Kitt. Yeah, Eartha Kitt.
Etta James and Eartha and Esther Roll.
I combined about four people.
Eartha Kitt.
Rawr. Yes, Eartha Kitt.
There you go.
Arr.
No, oh, no. You're about to run him away.
He's not listening to this. Okay.
You sure?
Okay. Arr. And then Eartha Kitt always says, I'm not wearing any panties. Okay, I have on panties today, but typically I'm very much Ashley Darby with no panties on.
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
All right, moving on. Okay, so Robin.
Yeah.
The world found out you got married.
Yeah.
And the world found out that you and Karen apparently had beef.
Yeah.
So that played out on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Mm-hmm. We're not going to touch on that. But if y'all want to get y'all entire life and see a really good episode, what number was that? Episode
15.
That was episode 15. Get your entire life. Okay. And Giselle had a good old time. Giselle was just on the side drinking her tequila. Okay. So... after that, everybody found out you got married. And then all of a sudden, people in these streets decided they had things to say. And it didn't hit the blogs. What these people saying, Robin? Okay, I'll tell it. Okay, I'll tell it. So, there's some sort of strumpet out here that is staking claims on Juan Dixon. And I just want to say, y'all, stop it. Strumpet. That's all I'm going to say. Do you have anything to say?
Okay. So I debated on whether like addressing this because, you know, I usually, I don't know, I don't really give attention to stuff like this.
Right.
And
true.
People who want attention. But I figured there were a lot of lies and things being misconstrued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I will say, okay, so for y'all, I'm sure all y'all to are listening don't really know exactly what we're talking about because you don't, you know, live on Instagram or whatever, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it might be. Young lady came forward talking about she and Juan dated during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then she shows this like hotel receipt with his name on it.
Right.
Okay. That's like pretty, that's the gist. I don't know. I mean, that's just.
That's the premise short, of the allegations.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I want to say. Okay, so what I want to say, first of all, I was aware of the situation before we filmed season 7.
Right.
And because this young lady was so pressed to tell me and to tell you, Giselle,
yes,
I assume she told the whole cast.
Right, because she DM'd me.
Right,
right,
right. So all of season 7, I'm just like waiting for somebody to bring it up.
Because, you know, Karen is good for thinking she got some tea.
Right. Uh-huh. Or anybody. I mean, like that's our life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just ready for it. I'm waiting for it. And so when we're in Mexico and Ashley tells me that Karen, you know, was talking about us, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is it.
Right.
And
she talks about some blonde holding hand, you know, him holding hands with a blonde in Georgetown and looks like Karen. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Right. Whew. So that was, you know, it was kind of comical to me. So then we go down that road. But however, I was already aware of the situation and I expected to talk about it on season 7.
Right.
Now, the situation, when it was presented to me, was discussed. Mm-hmm. It was handled. It was something we had to work through, you know. It was not something that it was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
However, there are a lot of things that need to be cleared up with what's being said with what allegedly happened, which did not. So,
okay.
I want to almost maybe share the details for Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We'll give the details on the Patreon. Yes. So go ahead on and subscribe.
So I will give more details on Patreon. But what I will say is, yes, Juan was an idiot and communicated with this woman on Instagram, you know, because I mean, whatever. He's bored. He needs attention. He's, you know, it's the pandemic, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
However, they did not date. He did not fly her anywhere.
Right.
And there is a reason why his name is on a hotel receipt, which I will share on Patreon.
Yes. Boom.
And the reason is not because he asked her to come and was volunteered to pay for this hotel room.
Right. Right. The end.
Okay.
Yes. And then I will say several things on Patreon. Like, let me catch her outside. Let me catch her outside.
But, allegedly. You know, but since she pretty much was trying to bribe Juan and told her that she was going to become famous off of us, then I don't know, girl, go maybe, I don't know, hopefully you can start OnlyFans and get some money off of it or something.
Yes, go show your booty on OnlyFans.
Right. Yeah. But I will say, just with respect to Juan and I, we dealt with the situation. It was definitely something that, you know, we had to work through relationship-wise. Maybe that's why the wedding didn't happen when y'all wanted it to.
Oh, really?
I mean,
let's discuss. We'll discuss on Patreon.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? But so anyway, it was something that we dealt with. And, you know, we're moving forward.
Yes. And I'm happy that y'all are moving forward. And not to like go back to what I was talking about earlier, but I just want to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Cher is dating somebody. And he's about 40 years younger than her. Okay. I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
And they make a very cute couple.
Yes.
They're actually engaged. And I hope they get married. And I know that Cher is living her best sexual life right now. She's getting it on.
You know that? How do you know that?
I feel it in my bones.
you feel it in your bones?
I feel it for you, Cher. He breaking your back out, honey. I know he is. And I'm not mad at it. All right, guys, that is our episode. We love y'all so much. We're so happy. And we are super excited about 2023. It is going to be an amazing year. But don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Woo!
Bye. See you on Patreon.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, You don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.